We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 114. I am Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
I am Jason the TV Holic from TVHolic.com.
And I'm Ray from RayLee.com.
From RayLee.com, everybody. She's no longer wandering the internet looking for a home.
Well, I still am kind of doing that, but...
She still is kind of doing that, but...
But I am posting at RayLee now, so...
Speaking of posting at RayLee.com, for all of those that you that wanted to see Ray in total blackout...
Yes, you can see that at RayLee.com. And then you can see everybody else as well.
Yeah, they sent us good video of the... of the proceedings at Sci-Fi Tour, and she has it posted so you can see all the ridiculousness of...
And if you don't want to see me, you can tune in and see Colin Ferguson.
Because he was pretty funny.
And you should stick to the end of that video, because I put the little part of the video where he's petting, when he comes back into the room and pets the snake. So you can see that he's not really afraid of snakes.
Yes, yes. So that's it.
I mean,
what's
in the
new,
dark,
everybody?
You're afraid of snakes, but...
In the dark, you're afraid of everything. I'm afraid of, yeah, even though I leave my closet door open sometimes, I'm afraid there's somebody living in my closet.
Oh,
there's
man.
Not, but I'm afraid there is.
And you just won't give them any privacy? Is that what it is?
That's exactly it. I'm leaving the door open to smoke them out. So there's
leave
that.
I have to just say that I shared the video with people at work, and now I swear to God, I shouldn't have done that. Now everybody has to like comment on it. Like one of my coworkers had a snake in her house. Like it's just in Florida, we have snakes and lizards and whatever.
Yeah, that happens.
And
all
it was
the
just
time.
A little small garden snake, but it was in the house. And she was telling me, she's like, "Ray, I needed your help last night." I'm like, "It would have been in the light. I would not."
I love it.
She could have had you over and then turned out the light
and been like, "Ray, find the snake." That sounds like a dirty game somebody would play. Anyway.
Find the snake in the dark.
So there's that.
It does sound like a dirty game.
All right. Moving on to the news. There's a lot of news this week. Showtime has renewed Dexter for what's likely a 7th and 8th season. Well, not what's likely. What is a 7th and 8th season? But it sounds like the 8th is most likely the final season. So there's that.
Definitely is a show that needs...
It needs an ending. And Deborah needs to find out.
They need to have a set time. Like, they need to know so that they can write towards that.
Exactly. Because it's not a show that, like, you can suddenly be like, oh, let me change course midway through a season, which sometimes it feels like they are, but whatever. CBS has renewed Survivor for 2 more seasons past the upcoming 24th season that starts in February. So that's good. I mean, Survivor's a show that I'll always watch. Never takes away from my enjoyment of any other shows. I don't pick Survivor over other shows. I do like it this season, but I'm just ready for it to be over at the same time. And they've ordered additional 3 episodes of A Gifted Man, which I'm only like 2 episodes behind on. It's an okay show. I mean, nothing to write home about.
It sounds like, though, that they've ordered 3 more shows and that's it. It's going to be a 16-episode season. And then there's no telling whether it'll be back or
picked
not.
Up or not. We'll see. I mean... They preempt a lot of stuff on Friday night, so it's probably best that they're not pulling a full season and then not airing episodes, so...
It's also one of those weird things that it's on CBS, so while it's doing pretty well for Friday nights...
Yeah.
It's still sort of...
Like, they're lowest rated.
Yeah, it's still a bubble show for them.
Yeah. And I'm kind of surprised by the next thing. Ricky Gervais will be back to host the Golden Globes, and I think... I mean, I didn't care. I like him, and I thought he was fine as a host of the Golden Globes, and I really don't care who he did or didn't offend. But they made such a big deal about how offensive he was and how they didn't want him back. Like, why bring him back?
Exactly for because of that.
I mean, they got huge ratings or whatever.
That's the only thing that matters.
Press
people
or whatever.
People tuning in, selling ads during the show, getting lots of people to watch.
Well... Based on the fact that Piper Perabo has a Golden Globe nomination, we all know the Golden Globes don't matter, right? Anyway.
Just the opening 7 minutes monologue or whatever. That's
that's it. That's all we want to see. NBC has ordered more scripts for Grimm, and sadly, will officially shut down production on Prime Suspect after episode 13, effectively canceling the show. Now, I'm loving Prime Suspect. Yes, I admit I got delayed in starting it, but I'm loving it. And I'm sad to see it go.
I like it. I think it's a, you know, it's a really good procedural with, you know, interesting characters and stuff like that. I think it's probably one of those shows that they should have done, but just called it something else. I don't know. I think maybe sometimes advertising it as a remake of something or sort of maybe doesn't give you the name recognition cachet that necessarily you're looking for.
Right.
Especially from something like Prime Suspect, which, while the original was really good, still not a lot of people in the U.S. have seen
right.
the original Helen Mirren, you know, BBC Prime Suspect. Although right. they are airing episodes on our local PBS channel here, like every Thursday night.
So NBC also announced their spring schedule, and swapping Whitney and Up All Night, which I think is a good idea, because I record Up All Night and I hate Whitney, so then I can catch the tag from The Office when it always runs over. 30 Rock comes back and it's replacing Community, which does not appear on the schedule. Now, everybody acted like someone killed their dog. Community was taken off the air. It's not canceled. It will be back. They still have plenty of episodes to air. And is it in the fourth season or the third season?
Third season.
Because everybody's making this big deal about how, oh, I bet Community's canceled. Well, they just needed to make space for their already established syndicated show, 30 Rock, to come back. Like, give it time. Stop freaking out. Stop talking about it on my Twitter line. I know you love Community. You on my Twitter people, the 500 people that I follow, you're the only people watching it. That's why it's being taken off.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, is sure, if you like the show like I do.
I mean, I watch it and I chuckle, but it's not like my life is not over because Community's not on the schedule.
Well, even if it's your favorite show, it's, you know, it's disappointing to have it not around, you know, to continue watching. But I don't think that pulling it is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, the ratings keep, you know, dwindling away, and how much can even, I think, Jace Televisionary had an article, mm-hmm. I think it was his article, that was talking about how the problem is that while it has lots of critical love, it doesn't also have any awards love.
Right.
So something like 30 Rock has critical love and gets awards and low ratings. And so that, you know, has been kept around.
And I mean, the show's not canceled and it will be back. And all things that I've read about it, people are saying that it's not going to get canceled because Sony wants to hit syndication with it and are going to fight tooth and nail for it to keep going. Like, people need to calm down is what I'm saying.
Maybe it should end up on different night, you know,
yeah.
for to see if it could pull in better range. Because Thursday it just gets killed
yeah.
on the night. And you can't expect NBC to just keep opening up their Thursday night with a show that has like 3.5 million people watching it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I could see it. It's disappointing that it's gone. But yeah, when it was like, I think in the same position as it was before that announcement, its yeah. likelihood of being canceled or not canceled is exactly the same. It's just not going to be airing episodes for a little while.
Exactly.
One other thing about the spring schedule or, you know, mid-season schedule and stuff like that, my question mm-hmm. really is, where's Bent?
Oh my God, I love Bent. I want to see it
soon. They brought the Chelsea Handler show or whatever, which I think will die a quick death unless they're recasting and stuff like that. Actually,
they did recast a lot of people, so maybe.
And so, you know, if they also changed the script and made it funny, then that would be
right.
That'd be good as well. But
Bent is really good.
I was like,
and
where's Bent? Where's Bent? No mention of Bent.
Yes, so I'm going to put like a fake mustache or something on mine about Ben.
Get Ben, so ABC.
Right? So then ABC announced their spring. So then a whole other group of people went crazy this week because Cougar Town is not on the schedule. They announced that Good Christian Bells, I guess they're calling it, is going to be coming in March. GCB.
GCB, that's what they're calling it.
Oh, stupid. And then The River, I think, is in January. And Work It is replacing my favorite, Man Up, which I'm sorry, I love. And it's by the people from Better Off Ted, and I love them. But anyway, but everybody's freaking out because Cougar Town's not there. Cougar Town has a time. They have a date. They know when they're coming back. We don't. Doesn't mean it's not happening. Yes, their order was shortened, so it's probably not coming back next season, but it will be back this season, so cool your jets, people. These schedules are never set in stone, and believe me, Work It will fail. Work It will fail. There is no doubt in my mind that Work It will fail. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I can't imagine that one going very far. But the Cougar Town one is kind of weird because it seemed like they were going to have... What did they announce is going to be on Tuesday?
Oh, they haven't announced Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 13 yet. Or 23.
Yeah, because wasn't it supposed to be Apartment 23 in Cougar Town on Tuesdays?
Tuesday nights, yeah. Which I think it's still going to be, but they need to wait and see how things do. Like, premiering something on January 5th? Like, Work It will fail. Anyway, it's going to happen.
Yeah, but they didn't... What did they announce was going to be... In the place of, you know, the results show of Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Another season will air this season.
Well, I know, later, but right now, next up will
nothing
be...
Yet. Nothing yet. Nothing yet. They've only made the announcement that...
Yeah.
Oh, maybe The River. Maybe The River.
That's going to be at 10.
But they didn't make the announcement yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was looking Town at Department their schedule, and I didn't see what exactly they were going to be airing, so...
Right. Who cares? Ray doesn't like Cougar Town. She doesn't think things are funny ever.
Although,
and I don't care that it's not coming back.
Although, if you're a fan of Cougar Town, it just gives you more opportunity to see cameos of your favorite Cougar Town stars between now and then.
Ray doesn't care about Community or Cougar Town. So, have at it, everybody. I'm moving on. American Horror Story. So originally American Horror Story's finale was supposed to be 2 hours, but just with the way they're shooting, it's not anything about ratings because ratings are actually doing really well. It's already been picked up for season two. Just timing of when they're shooting, like they're shooting now for next week's episode, basically. Like they're just not, they started in July, so they don't have time, shortening it to 90 minutes so that they can shoot some things less and still get it on the air. And I don't know that I've ever said it out loud. Wait, what happened?
What show were you talking about right there?
American Horror Story. And then Sons, because Kurt Sutter needs another episode, they're like, sure, you're kind of our golden child right now. Have another episode. So Sons is going to be 14 episodes that I'm going to sit through on the edge of my seat, unable to breathe, biting my nails, and cursing Kurt Sutter for, spoiler alert, killing my favorite character, who he killed in the last show that I was in love with him on. They killed Kenny. Speaking of, South Park was picked up for seasons 87 and 40 and 88. I don't know. I don't know what seasons it was. And our last bit of news in a weird, weird TV week is that Netflix has announced that they've made a deal to bring us new episodes of Arrested Development with the whole cast effective 2013 sometime. New episodes, the whole cast. Sit on that for a minute. Let it sit again.
Yeah, how does that work with what had been announced of, like, are they still doing, like, the
movie?
The 10-episode thing in the movie?
I think this is what it is. These 10 episodes are going to be, like, the mini-series episodes that are going to lead into the movie. I think that's what this is going to be.
So the stuff that they've already kind of previously announced, do you think that's the...
Well, it was announced that they were going to try that. It was never official. And this is an official Netflix is picking up new episodes. And those ideas that Mitch Hurwitz had, I think that, like, this is... This is the result of him having these ideas that he wanted to do. Yeah. So that's amazing to me. I love these people. I love Arrested Development. I am very excited about it. There you have it.
I just wanted to say something about Sons of Anarchy is like needing an extra episode. Also, all of a sudden, episodes have become longer than normal when like last week's episode was, well, 90 minutes on air, but like 60 minutes of actual show.
I'll tell you what, there was one scene in last week's episode where I literally, the scene that I was talking about, we can talk about this in primetime, I don't care, but I'm saying in Sons of Anarchy, with it being so long and being so shocking, I literally, my jaw dropped and I couldn't physically, like, breathe. I had inhaled so sharply that I was like, and like, couldn't exhale. It was kind of amazing. Anyway, that's that. That's our news. I don't know that there's any other news at this point, but because we pretty much read everything that ever existed.
We talked about everything that showed up on the internet.
Exactly. We actually did some research this week or paid attention to the news. I'm sure there's other stuff out there. TV on DVD for Tuesday, November 29th. I'm going with Smallville, the complete series, because I didn't like anything else on the list. But I mean, it's worth having it. 10 seasons. It's probably going to be cheap. They'll have that first, like, cheap sale that they always have.
My pick is 30 Rock Season 5.
Excellent.
I don't have a pick.
And Ray, you're not going with Hot in Cleveland Season 3, Ray? Or Season 2?
No. I'm not.
I could feel you rolling your eyes so intensely there.
It wasn't a huge DVD week.
No, it wasn't. That's it for the DVDs. And now it's prime time. And we don't have a lot on here, but we have enough. Homeland, Season 1 so far. So I'm talking about Sons of Anarchy being this big, like, oh my god, I can't believe that just happened. Oh my god, I can't believe that just happened. And this year they're kind of plowing through a storyline where last year they were just not. Holy hell. Homeland is just plowing through storylines. So the show obviously starts with, like, an American prisoner of war has been turned. So we think it's Brody. And then by episode 7, it's not Brody because it's Walker, because Walker's alive. And then Brody and Carrie are having sex and they're amazing. And then all of a sudden she's like, I think you're a prisoner of war who turned. He's like, I'm not a prisoner of war who turned. And then he's getting mad at her and he leaves. And then she's like, Walker's alive. And that's where we are right now. Yeah. And holy crap!
He's like, wait, don't go. I was wrong, but, you know, I thought you were an enemy of the state, but I'm still really into you.
Oh my god, the way she's just, like, telling him everything, and the way he's just like, listen, I'll tell you everything, and then the way that they're just like, listen, we're not going to hold everything back. We're not going to just let the audience in on stuff. The audience is going to know everything, and then 5 seconds later, the rest of the cast is going to know everything, and it's going to be all on the table, and we're going to kill Faisal off, because he's not important, and... holy hell. The show is so good. It's so well acted. It's so written well. It's so sharp. I love it.
I thought the, you know, episode 7, The Weeknd, I thought that was such a good twist in that they had set it up where you're watching this, is he, a turned soldier? You know, is he, you know, has he come back to harm us here or something? And just the way they've shown each episode...
For the record, I think, yes, I think he's still bad.
Did they explain why he did what he did to the other guy? What was his name? Brody?
Walker? The guy who, like, he thought he killed?
Yeah.
They just, like, it was kind of one of those things where kill him or be killed. So he was so worn down.
Right now it looks like that was part of the plan, is, like, sooner or later you let the other guy out or something. I don't know, if the other guy gets out, you think that he's, the other one's officially dead. But I just think that they set it up so well... in the is he or not, in the way that they each scene throughout, you know, when you're watching him, they never let you in on it, where you were still questioning it. So when they switch it up here in episode 7 and they say it's really this other person over here, it's a pretty good twist that, you know, I wasn't expecting.
I wasn't expecting it at all. I gasped.
Mostly
I was
because
like...
I wasn't expecting you to find out. Or for them to tell you, you know, make it look at least like he's not responsible this early on.
Exactly.
It's episode 7. There's what, 12 or 13 episodes in the season. So
yeah.
There's still a long way to go in this season. And although I guess if he's not bad, I guess it sort of answers a little bit maybe where they could continue on in a next season. Because that was the other thing. You were always going, well, if he ends up being bad and he's like main star and stuff like that, are they going to catch him, not catch him? Where are they going to go in another season?
Right.
I'm totally on board with Homeland, but it makes you even go, well, I got to tune in tonight. Where are they going to go now with the...
I have seen tonight's episode, and it's phenomenal. Spoiler alert. So there you have that. That's Homeland. We love it. You should be watching it. And there you have it. Moving on to New Girl, Season 1, Episode 6, Thanksgiving. Ray, I'm interested in your take on this episode because sometimes you zig where I think you're going to zag on these shows, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
I did not love it the way the rest of you loved it. It kind of did that thing that it always does for me where it's a little uneven and then it pulls me back in at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think like the stuff at the school was almost a little over the top for me, like how it opened at the school, even though it kind of shows that those two characters are exactly alike, and that's why she obviously likes them. But then the actual Thanksgiving stuff was funny. Schmidt. I have to say that I know that other people like can't like feel like Schmidt, the Schmidt character has ruined what's his face for them.
Deputy Leo?
Yeah.
It has not. I feel the exact opposite. Oh my God, I feel the exact opposite.
I kind of love, like, Schmidt is, I mean, he's not my favorite character, but he comes close a lot of times.
Oh my God, he is so committed to that ridiculous character. Oh my God. See, and I liked this episode. I thought it was a really sweet episode. I thought it was very funny. And I thought that Justin Long and Zooey Deschanel were, like, made to play opposite each other like this. They were, like, he was so good at bringing this Paul in. It wasn't my favorite episode. Like, I loved the week before that I watched it a million times. And this episode was just kind of like, this is why I love the show, because they can do episodes like this and I'm still really charmed by it. And not every week has to be a ridiculous episode. Sure, there was ridiculous things during Thanksgiving, but it was really about, like, these characters kind of dealing with more than, you know, Schmidt and Winston trying to get in bed with Cece or whatever. I don't know. I just love the show. And I think that that scene in the hallway where she's like, I want to go upstairs, downstairs, and here's your hat. And, like, it just the way that that was pulled off with, I just love it. I love the absurd tirades that they get her going on. And
are you talking about when they all overheard what she was saying?
Yes, and Winston pops his head out. Just so you know, we can hear everything you're saying. And then he's like, play it out. Play it through. I thought that was hysterical. Oh my God, play it through. Shuts the door. My God. This is a play that we're doing called Big Time.
That was pretty funny.
That was so good.
I don't know. I love this episode. I think it ranks right up there as, you know, one of the great, you know, holiday-themed episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Partially, I'm so glad that I actually saw this with a screener and hadn't seen any ads for it, because stuff like cutting to them all watching the turkey in the dryer,
right,
was just like, I laughed out loud, like just the way it was cut together. But that would have totally been ruined if I had seen the ad, because I saw the ad later after seeing it, and that was in the ad, and I was like, oh man, that's such a killer. That's like such a spoiler for such a great moment, the way it shows up in the episode. And I don't know, I just love the episode. The whole thing with the, I love when he shows up and it's like, oh my God, there's two of them, you know? And
yes, exactly.
So much so that couldn't you just see, like, him moving in with, like, three chicks and they calling it new guy?
I love how quickly Winston turned from being like, this guy's going to move in, to being like, he's good. Like, because Winston asked him because Paul asked him his grandfather's name, which I thought was just genius. What I really like is that the douchebag jar from the first episode, like, they had kind of gotten away from it, but now they're kind of still slipping in a little bit, like, jar, like, not bringing it on the screen, but, like, pointing out to Schmidt that he still needs to deposit money in the jar because he's still being a D-bag. So I thought that was a lot of fun.
Well, I like that also you know, talking him into cooking the meal, but then he's super, like, a hypochondriac type of everything must be, you know, super clean or just right. And just everything about the episode. The ride, how uncomfortable was that ride to the store?
Oh my God. Oh, copycats. That's where I get my copy. Oh, nope, not that one. It's not that one. So good.
Everything about this episode was, I don't know, just thoroughly
it was a solid, solid episode.
I can see, like, adding this to, like, a list of, like, Thanksgiving episodes to watch, you know.
I mean, it's not on the list for things we were going to talk about, but that kind of brings me, I mean, Raising Hope was another classic Thanksgiving episode where, like, only these people would steal someone's house and pretend it's theirs, like, including, for continuity's sake, a terrible family picture where Bert is looking off to the left. And oh my God, like, that was a solid hour of really good Thanksgiving enjoyment. And when Sabrina at the end was like, I'm the manager of the dinner theater, she had that accent. My God, so good.
And she just leaves.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was a good episode too, where they forgot about the phone.
Oh my God. Oh my God, My Country 'Tis of Thee. So good. We do that every day at 7.
15.
14. It was 14, which makes it even better. Oh my God, I loved it. And what I thought was really funny was the way Shirley Jones, when they were like, it's as bad as when you do that what thing, and she's like, what? Like, my grandma does that on the phone, and I think that's so hysterical. So yeah, just solid Tuesday comedy after horrible stuff on Tuesday. Moving on! Sons of Anarchy episode... Oh wait, season 4? Are we in season 4?
Yep.
Sons of Anarchy season 4 episode 12, maybe?
11.
11. I don't know.
Call of Duty.
This one was called, I forget.
Call of Duty.
Oh, Call of Duty. That's right. Because Juice made a comment like, this is like real life Juice. That was the worst introduction for a TV show ever. Season 3, 4, 11, 12. Oh my God, it was bad. All you need to know is that this episode just kind of blew my mind.
All you need to know is that I'm not fixing that in post.
Nice. Ryan, okay, so the whole episode is amazing, right? So we have, like, I don't even remember what happened, except that they were on a minefield and Kozik blew up and his arm fell near Juice. And Juice confessed to Tibbs. No, Chibs. Tibbs would be a combination of Chibs and Tig. Let's see. Tig found Emma. God damn it. What is my problem with the Gemma. Tig found Gemma after, you know, like, he saw that Clay had done this to her, and he went in and gave Clay a piece of his mind, and then Clay was like, shut up, I don't need you. And then, oh my God, that final scene where Ryan Hurst as Opie found Piney. It wrecked me. Ryan Hurst was amazing. Oh, and did you have any idea that Wendy was coming back?
No.
I had no idea. When they were like, she says she's family, and in walks Drea Di Matteo. Died. I had no idea. Oh my God. But back to the end, where Unser shows up and is like, this was Clay. And Ryan Hurst, oh my God, gives me chills thinking about it. This episode was amazing. And we have 3 episodes left this season, and I haven't watched this Tuesdays yet, but I have it because I am not emotionally stable enough to watch this show.
Yeah, just a great season. But stuff like having, even though he hasn't been a main character throughout, you know, he's kind of come on in the last couple seasons and been there, to have him just out of nowhere just blow up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I literally jaw dropped, inhaled so sharply that I had to like physically remind myself to breathe. Amazing. I don't want to go on to say more than amazing.
And then, you know, you find out that Prime Suspect is getting canceled, so, you know, he's completely freed.
Oh, poor Kenny Johnson. Get him on another show and stack, because I love him.
He's completely free to
And
to go
spoiler alert,
else.
I know where he lives. That was an accident. I found him by accident, and I'll never forget it. So, yeah, that's Sons of Anarchy, and it's amazing.
On that episode was watching it, not knowing that it was an extended episode either, because, you know, when I was watching it on the screener, and, you know, you're expecting it to get done around, like, 43 minutes or 44 minutes or something like that. And sometime around, like, 40 minutes into the episode, I'm like, how are they going to end this? And then it just kept going with more awesomeness and more awesomeness. But the other part, though, that you didn't hit on was, what about, well, I'm blanking on Kurt Sutter's character.
Otto! Oh, my God! Otto is turning on the club.
Otto.
But now Frankie really is dead. Yeah. So do you think that Bobby's going to get there in time?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing.
Never signed anything. Here's the thing. So Otto has not signed anything, right?
Yeah. Well, he said he wouldn't sign off on any of the transcripts or anything until he got everything.
So I think that's going to be the out. So Bobby's going to get there and be like, no, listen, I lied to you the last time so you would feel better. But really, Frankie's dead. We killed him. And Otto's going to say, sorry, Link Potter, even though you're an amazing character and I want to be your friend forever. I mean, maybe that's me saying it, not necessarily Otto. Sorry, man, I can't go back on my club.
Yeah, just the whole way that was set up and all his conditions and everything, you're just like...
So good.
Man.
I can't even deal with it. So I'm really moving on now because I'm getting frustrated again because everybody's dying and I'm not happy about it.
Amory interrupted.
Oh, my God. Psych. I was talking to my friend Dave Landis, and he was... I always say his first and last name. I never just call him Dave, so that's why I say them on the podcast. Sorry if I just outed your last name, whatever. And he's always like, whenever somebody mentions psych, I think people are saying, like, psych, like it's 1987. And that just made me think of it. Anyway, psych. Season 6, episode 6, Sean Interrupted. I think my favorite thing about the show is that the two of them were, like, quoting Girl Interrupted and acting like them and just... Nobody knows what you're talking about. And they're like, we do. Doesn't matter. I know I'm saying that.
Only you two think that's funny.
Amazing.
Yeah, like, I thought it was 6 times. No, Gus and I Netflixed it a 7th time last night.
Oh my God, so good. I love them. And, of course, how quickly, what's his name, Sean ends up just being completely in love with the idea of being in a mental institution because it's so great there.
Julia's like, no, this is my worst fear is you like it here, don't you? Oh
my God. That's your boyfriend. It yes, it is.
His talking to the different plants in the room.
Oh my God.
My favorite thing about that is not just that he talks to the different plants, it's that they use it against him later and they're like, sure, you're not insane. You still have to be the plants.
Yes. I also liked, because I was a big fan of the show Glory Days. In fact, I was wearing my Glory Days sweatshirt today because I loved it so much. On TBS, back before Chris D'Elia sold his soul and joined Whitney. And so I loved seeing that girl who was on that show as the crazy person with Frank the trucker or whatever his name was. He was a really nice guy. I don't know. I just, the show has been great.
I like the discussion with Sean and Gus. Like, so if you kiss a girl that thinks she's a guy, are you really... Gus, that's the most ridiculous thing you've ever asked me. And yes, it would be.
I just love Psych. I don't know. Ray, what are you thinking of the season so far?
I am loving it.
I would expect nothing less because it's incredible. I mean, each episode I find myself very happy with the way they're handling Sean and Juliet. It's funny because this week, you know, we kind of get them actually talking about them being a couple a little bit more with, you know, Lassiter being like, he's yours. Like, you did that. And she, you know, her kind of, his her biggest fears about him and all that stuff. So, I mean, I think it's very, they're handling it so well. The writing, the show, it's just so funny and solid. And I love it.
I did really like the beginning because, of course, Lassiter would throw himself a party.
Of course he would.
When he solves the case.
Of course he would.
But I love that later on, he tells Sean, no, you should do what normal people do and throw yourself a party.
Throw yourself a party. Exactly. Yeah.
I'll eat to that. You'll eat to anything. Yeah. You know that's right.
You know that's right. My God. It's just so good. So, yeah.
I love that.
That's Psych. That's our prime time for the week.
Prime time.
Yeah, it ended up being I was going to say it ended up being a little longer than expected, but then somebody was just going to say that's what she said, so I just not to say it.
You saved yourself there.
And I just
reality
it.
Now. We're going to talk some reality. Ray, you watching Top Chef?
I am not watching Top Chef. Sorry.
Was that a reason because you didn't, you planned not to, or you just missed the first episode and were like, I'm not going to watch it?
No, I had no interest in watching.
I like it.
Is this the one in Texas?
I just love Top Chef. This is the one in Texas. So they started it a little different this season where they had them compete to actually get a jacket, which I thought was weird. And I think Emeril as a guest, as a judge, is kind of boring and not cool. But I still love Top Chef. So I'm glad that regular Top Chef is back. Because as much as I do enjoy Just Desserts, it's not the same to me. So happy to see it. I don't have a favorite yet because it's only like the second week. And I usually don't pick a favorite till like week 12 when there's only three people left. So we'll see what happens there.
Can you retroactively go back? And then I retroactively be
like, you know, I like this person all season. That's what I say. That's how I justify it. So Survivor, I'm going to say every week that I want Coach to win. I really do still want Coach to win. And it got me thinking, I really want Ozzy to lose terribly. Like, terribly. I want Ozzy gone. He's just so proud of himself and full of himself and annoying. You've never won, dude. You've actually lost the game with an immunity idol in your pocket. Okay? You're not a good player. Be gone with you, sir. That's my Survivor rant. Ray, you're watching The Amazing Race, right?
I am watching The Amazing Race.
You know, I don't dislike any teams, I don't think. This week was actually an elimination leg. Which is shocking. I say that shockingly because every week hasn't been. There have been like 12 non-elimination legs, and there's only been like 6 weeks of competition.
Who was?
Lawrence and Zach.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Like, I think I agree that I don't necessarily dislike anybody.
Yeah.
But I also think that this season has been kind of boring. I like the task. I like how they've made them more difficult, but I just don't think that they've picked very good racers. Like, I don't dislike anybody, but I also don't think any of them are great racers, besides maybe Tommy and Andy.
They're my favorite team if I had to pick a favorite, because they're kind of, I mean, they're winning some things outright, but they're also kind of bumbling into other things by, like, accidentally doing the right thing while other people didn't, or accidentally running faster than Ernie and Cindy, who that Cindy is a bitch. Surprised that the grandparents are still there.
I am too, but I think they get lucky because I don't think they're really good racers per se.
Because remember that first, that one episode where they walked around for like 6 hours because they couldn't find a sign? Like, yeah, I think that other people are just doing things that are helping them get further. How cute were those bunnies?
Bunnies were so... I seriously want to own a bunny now.
Oh, yeah. I want to own a bunny that knows how to hop over things.
You could teach your bunny to hop over.
No, I feel like I would end up with a bunny who just sat and stared at me. Like, it would be defiant on purpose. I just feel like that's what would happen.
I think you could build a field in the backyard. And
I don't even have a backyard. I can't even do that. My bunny would have to hop over things in the hallway.
You could put it in the closet.
He could live in the closet with that person that I think is living in there. I like that Marcus kept... Wait, was it Marcus that was calling him names? Like, you're Spot... Or was it the grandfather? Somebody was calling the bunny like, oh, hey, Spotty. And was, like, just giving him nicknames, which I thought was hysterical.
I can't remember which
the grandfather.
One was.
I don't know, but there was definitely someone. So who's left?
It might
we have
Marcus, because Marcus was talking to him, too.
So we have
so
Marcus
the
and Imani.
I can't Sorry,
who keep... Marcus and Imani keep getting lucky. But, you know, at the same time, I don't even know that I agree with that with myself because they're speeding through tasks.
I think here's what I do think. I think, one, I have to point out that their speed bump from two episodes ago was that, or, you know what I'm talking about, where you had to, like, they had to carry people from the boat to the, nobody else had to do that, right? That was just.
Right.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay. If that speed bump was, like, 10 times as hard as any other speed bump we've ever seen.
Right.
I kept thinking to myself, if it had been anybody else, they wouldn't have been able to do that. Like, they clearly chose that because of him and his strength, right?
Right.
But it seemed kind of unfair, and not that I cared, but it seemed kind of unfair that, like, that would be the task they would get stuck with, even though clearly it was picked just because it was because of his strength. But whatever.
Right. Exactly.
So what I was going to say was, I think some cases they speed through things because it's something where, like, he can do it. And he can ride the bike really fast, or because he's really athletic. You know what I mean? So,
exactly. And they so don't always sure have really racing. Athletic people like that.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, it's not necessarily good racing, but they can handle things in a quicker and more, you know, in a different way than other people can. So I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for Annie and Tommy because they're having such a good time through it. They're not trying to put people down. They're, you know, they're in first place. They don't need, like, even when they're in, like, third place, they don't, you know, U-turn anybody because they just don't want the karma involved in that. So I just, it's been a kind of boring season, but I'm okay with it. So we'll see what happens in the spring. That's about it. That's it for us, folks. Am I watching? Oh no, that's it. That's not it. I forgot I was going to go on a rant about America's Next Top Model. So I have been watching America's Next Top Model, the All-Stars. And aside from the fact that, I mean, Tyra Banks is clearly insane. She's an insane person. She should be put away. A potleetum is not something people would ever say as a phrase, let alone needing to include it into a song. Potleetum, that's top model spelled backwards. It's not a catchphrase, Tyra. Shut up. Anyway, there's this one girl on there, Angelie. Angelie. Oh, I hated Angelie in her season. I hate her now. She's just this sassy, sassy, sassy lady who, as her friends are complimenting her, starts yelling at them that they just don't get her and that they're ignorant and they don't get her. And I'm like, Angelie, you don't get it. Life. Things. Period. Shut up. And then she doesn't go home. She doesn't go home. Dominique does. Dominique with the square eyebrows goes home. Angelie is still there. If Angelie wins, so help me God. So help me God. I'll probably still watch America's Next Top Model, but I'll be angry about it. Anyway, that's it for real now.
Don't watch angry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. So, thanks to Ray from the internet. I want to break free. You know where to find us. We're on the internet. TVtimes3.com. Spell it all out. We're on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We are on Facebook, Twitter. That's about it. You know where to find us.
Facebook.com/... TV Times 3.
Exactly.
Twitter.com/TV Times 3.
I thought you were just going to say Facebook.com. I'm like, I think they know where Facebook is.
Stitcher.com/TV.
There you have it. So,
one thing on the website for the episodes, I've started adding in episode 113. Timestamps of when.
Oh, nice. When I was really funny because it was all episode and I made everybody laugh the whole time.
Yeah, that part started at 00:00:00:00
and lasted until the end.
So if there's something like a show that we're talking about that, like this week, we didn't talk about Chuck because Ray hadn't seen it.
Ray hadn't seen Chuck?
Yeah, we didn't want to spoil it. So if there's something that we did talk about that you haven't watched yet,
shut up.
You can now skip over those parts of the episode easily by just going to the next time thing and you'll miss.
I have a life, people. Sorry. Not very often, but this particular weekend I had one.
Oh my God, sorry. And I'm very excited because Kyle's our guest next week?
No.
No, in 2 weeks?
Yes.
What are you trying to
Kyle watches all of the reality show that I... No, Kyle watches everything that I watch. So Kyle and I will have something to say about everything. And we're going to have a diatribe about Survivor because he doesn't like Coach.
Next week, speaking of guests on the podcast, next week...
Well done.
Liz.
Good segue. Liz! Oh, Liz.
Girls.
Liz rolls her eyes at me and just laughs half the time. I love it. I love it. I love Liz. So welcome to the show for next week, Liz. Ray, it's always a pleasure to have Ray back on the podcast.
Yeah, now you just, say that.
Yes.
I've been saying that.
You just talked about mouth. How you're excited about everybody else. No,
you
just
shut your mouth.
And then the following week, we'll have Kyle, and we can have an extended Amory's reality check.
Extended Amory's reality check, yep.
And then the following week, Ray will be back again.
What week is that again?
Ray's like, did I RSVP?
December 12th. And then the following week, Emma Loggins from fanbolt.com.
Okay.
All right. Let's cross our fingers for a good fantasy football night for me. And have a good one.
Good luck on Black Friday.
Oh, my God. Good luck to everybody on Black Friday. It's going to be rough out there.
Thanks to everybody out there.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Bring your violins and...
Bring your violins and your turkey named Hank. Oh, my God. Where are they going? I love
it. I'm just going to tell you right now, I would not get out of line.
I would not get out of line. I would not get out of line. Because the thing about it is, you can meet those people in the store. You can meet those people in the store.
Granted, you won't be able to spend all night with them, but let's be honest, in about another hour, they're going to be ready to kill each other anyway, so...
Exactly.
Keep two places in line. It's okay.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, on that note, a hearty, fun shopping farewell to everybody.
Indeed.
All right, farewell. I'm off. I gotta go to my parents.
Wait,
what?
Missing one important
detail. Oh, I'm missing one important detail. Our music today was provided by IODA Promonet. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers on their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records.
Now you can go.
Now you can go. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, I've hit the record button. Stop talking about
hello,
people you hate, Amory.
Hello. Yeah, stop talking about the 99%. You know what's funny, and I said this last week, but Ray, I don't think I've actually said it to you. The whole weekend that we were in at Sci-Fi, and we were talking about like the 1% or whatever, and how I only like 1% of the world. I had no idea what was going on with Occupy Wall Street or any of that, so I had no idea that I was like making a statement of my 99 versus 1%. Anyway.